When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him. He was by the sea. And one of the leaders of the synagogue, whose name was Jairus, came and fell at his feet and begged him, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him. And a large crowd followed him, and they pressed in on him. Now in the crowd, there was a woman who had had a flow of blood for 12 years. And she had endured many things under various physicians. She had spent everything that she had, and she wasn't getting better. Instead, she was getting worse. Hearing the reports about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and reached out and touched his garment. For she said, "If I could just touch his garment, I'll be made well." And immediately, the bleeding stopped. And she knew in her body that she had been healed of her disease. Jesus was immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, and he turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" His disciples said to him, "Teacher, you see the crowd crushing you, and you ask, 'Who touched me?'" But he looked around to see who had done it. And the woman, knowing what had been done for her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed permanently of your disease." Now, while he was still speaking, they came from the synagogue leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Don't be afraid. Only believe." He allowed no one else to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And when they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a big commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they all laughed at him. But he put them all outside, and taking with him the child's father and mother and those who were with him, he went into where the child was. And he took her by the hand, and he said to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately, the girl got up, and she began to walk around, for she was 12 years of age. And they were absolutely astonished. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this. And then he suggested that they give her something to eat.